Hey y'all, and welcome to another edition of the Nolcast. And today we have a very special Nolcast. We don't typically do instant reaction Nolcast in the middle of the day, unless there's been a game. But in this case, we've had a couple of these in the last couple of weeks. We had a instant reaction podcast to Jimbo Fisher leaving, to a fan getting ejected from the Jimbo Fisher call-in show, and do a couple other things as well. If you're a new listener, welcome. This is going to be a little shorter than normal. We will have a full-length podcast out tomorrow morning, like usual, so you can have it for your drive to work or for your lunch break or your commute home. As always, we are brought to you by Louisiana Hot Sauce and the fine folks at the For the Table Restaurant Group. That's Madison Social, Centrale, Township, and the new bakery in Midtown, Sodo, with the first three being right there in the shadow of Doak Campbell Stadium. Really awesome sponsors. Definitely appreciate you you hitting those up. Also appreciate those five-star reviews on iTunes. Look, good news today. Florida State went out there and they got the absolute top reasonable target to fill its coaching vacancy they could get. Willie Taggart, 41-year-old Bradenton native, decided today that he would actually take the Florida State job. I think most of us knew this was coming, and he is going to leave Oregon. They called the team meeting today for 1:30 Pacific time, where he was going to tell them. We've been trying to issue updates on Tomahawk Nation all day, and I feel like the Nolcast that we recorded held up pretty well. We've talked about Willie Taggart on the show for a long time because he's an excellent recruiter. I think it can be argued that pound for pound, you could argue that he's the best recruiter in the country. I mean, he straight up beat Florida State for some kids in Tampa who Florida State liked, and Taggart got him to like him better, most notably like Warren Thompson. When you say Taggart, the first thing that comes to mind is the recruiting. It's the ability to get players. And that's extremely important. There's no doubt about it, because the landscape that Jimbo Fisher had to recruit against is just simply different than the landscape that Willie Taggart has to recruit against. For instance, when Jimbo Fisher came on 2010, he already knew the landscape of Florida very well, which Taggart does as well, so that's a plus. But Urban Meyer was in his final year at Florida after having the heart attack thing, which, I mean, sure, maybe that was a heart attack or a heart event or whatever. So he wasn't really doing a great recruiting in their final year. Then they had Will Muschamp, who did a pretty good job recruiting at least one side of the ball. And then Jim McElwain, whose first two classes were just complete disasters until he got some decent recruiters in there, although it was too late for him to finally save his job. At Georgia, through pretty much the entirety of his time, Jimbo was able to recruit against Mark Richt, who, to be honest, didn't have things rolling quite as much as potentially you could at Georgia. And at Miami, he got to face off against Randy Shannon and Al Golden. Well, we know how those things ended. Now, think about the recruiting landscape now. Kirby Smart is not messing around at Georgia. I think Dan Mullen will do a good job at Florida. And Mark Richt has a top five class in the nation right now in Miami and has some good recruiters on his staff and seems to be connecting well with the young kids in that community. So you think about all that. You say, hey, should recruiting really be the first focus for Florida State? And the answer is absolutely yes. And it should be the answer for every school in the country, because the absolute key to college football is getting studs. You have got to get players. It's so much more important than the NFL. Not that you don't need players, but in the NFL, you get almost unlimited practice time compared to what you get in college. In college, you get 20 hours, and it's, a lot of that has to go to teaching, too. It can't just be 20 hours of scheme because the players are rather undeveloped coming out of high school. Willie Taggart is a 41-year-old African-American coach, the first full-time African-American coach at Florida State. Shout out to Odell Higgins, of course, who served as the interim head coach for the win over Louisiana Monroe. I think that's a really cool thing. I think he is going to get enough talent to Tallahassee, in my opinion, to have a chance to be the first African-American head coach to win a national title. Now, how does he do that? Well, he maintains great relationships with players. I think he hires a staff that really connects with the kids, and he gets them to say yes. I think he understands how the recruiting game is played, by the way. You know, Harbaugh is an excellent recruiter, And Willie Taggart is off the Harbaugh tree. He's not off the Saban tree. Not that there's anything wrong with the Saban tree. Certainly, you know, Saban's one of the best coaches in the history of college football. He was putting together what is considered by far the best recruiting class in the history of the Oregon Ducks until, you know, this week, which the kids kind of saw the writing on the wall. I expect Taggart to flip, I would say, between 2 and 4 kids from that Oregon class, maybe as many as 5. Certainly, I think Isaiah Bolden and Warren Thompson are in. Malcolm Lamar, I think, will also flip to Florida State. I probably should put my little crystal ball in for that. And then maybe another kid out of California, maybe a kid out of Texas. But in addition to that, we know that a lot of kids in Florida love Taggart. And the reaction today on Twitter was from Florida State commitments, from Florida State players, and also from Florida State recruiting targets, including some who had previously decommitted, was exceptional. So that's something to watch right there, is how well Taggart connects with players. Certainly, Willie Taggart's career record, which is 47-50, can be a cause for concern. And we'll talk about more about this in the full-length show. He's 47-50. That's a losing career record. And I do believe, and I discussed on a previous Nolcast, that there's a real shot, there's no doubt in my mind that some power players had some reservations about that because he's not super proven. But he does have 7 years as a head coach. He was at Western Kentucky. He was at USF. He really turned both those programs around tremendously. I mean, from 2-10 to 10-2 at USF, at Western Kentucky, I believe he won 14 out of his final 20 games and took him to a bowl game. He gets players. So to me, the floor with Willie Taggart is a really, really talented team. The ceiling could represent something much better. We really have not seen Taggart stay at one place long enough to take a team that he recruited and developed and take it to a championship. I think that if he had stayed at USF this year, there's a very good chance that the Bulls would have won the American Conference instead of the Knights of UCF. Part of me believes that the only reason Taggart actually took Oregon is because he has the same agent as Jimmy Sexton and thus probably had the foreknowledge that Florida State was going to throw $45 million guaranteed at Jimbo Fisher, and thus, at least at the time, none of us thought that deal or that job was going to open up. And that's important here because, look, if that hadn't happened, maybe Taggart does stay at USF and doesn't have to do a one-and-done thing at Oregon. Maybe he just jumps straight from USF to Florida State. That's certainly possible, but Fisher did get that contract, and he did leave. Why were we so certain that Willie Taggart would go to Florida State if Florida State made a quality offer, which we don't know yet what the offer was? We think that it's probably in the neighborhood of $5 million. I know a lot of Oregon people were being told Scott Frost money, referencing the deal that the UCF coach got from Nebraska. That's certainly very possible. Well, it was essentially just an open secret in the business that this was Willie Taggart's dream job. In fact, multiple reporters out there have said that Taggart told his players in practice, his Oregon players, and I wasn't there for this, so I'm going off the people in Oregon who I think are generally pretty reliable, you know, Aaron Frentress and people like that. This is my dream job. If they offer, I'm going to listen. That's incredible honesty, and Frentress said that he had heard but couldn't confirm that players cried when that happened. But look, Taggart saying that is no surprise to us because, you know, in the industry, I think everybody kind of knew that's the job he wants. It wasn't the Florida job. It was the Florida State job. We have a great piece on Tomahawk Nation right now talking about that and how, look, Taggart grew up I like FSU, but a big-time FSU fan, you know, a big fan of Amp Lee. You know, he's just a little bit older than Peter Wark and from the same area down in Bradenton. He knows a lot of former Florida State stars. I think he's a guy you will continue to have great players on the sidelines, including alumni for Florida State. And everybody knew he wanted this job. And we talked about on the Nolcast prior, you know, how hard is it if you're Jimmy Sexton to negotiate knowing that your client wants to say yes? I think it's potentially very tough, but it got done. That's a great thing. And I think that Willie Taggart is going to be able to tell kids, yes, I job jumped. I only stayed at Oregon for a year, and it ate me up. However, Florida State is my dream job. When I played against Florida State, when I was coaching USF, and my family came to the game, and this story is from Stephen Godfrey, ESPN Nation. Also, Bruce Feldman had it. Willie Taggart's family wore Florida State gear to the game, and he asked them to change in the USF gear to support the team he was coaching, and they declined. That's some serious Florida State love. That's his squad. That's a guy that, you know, you talk about dream job, and you talk about destination job, and how maybe Jimbo Fisher painted this program like it's not a destination job. I think it's absolutely a destination job to Willie Taggart, 100%. I think that it's a destination job to him in many ways that maybe it wasn't for Jimbo Fisher as much as he tried to claim it was, and he would kind of oscillate between we's and they's. So if you're going into a living room and you're Willie Taggart, and you got a mom that says, hey, you know, you were only at USF for 3 years. You were only at Oregon for 1 year. How do I know you're going to be there for 4 years for my son? You can pull out a photo of you in Knowles gear at like 4 years old and then one at, I don't know, six or seven. One in middle school. Maybe one from high school. In Knowles gear. And you could say, hey, I've been at Florida State for a lot longer than 4 years in my heart. This is the place I want to be. And I think the knowledge of that, to be honest, was one reason why Florida State people, me, Ingram, I think Florida State's administration, knew that they would get this done. And so they went and they got it done. So that's the absolute number one thing, is that Florida State needed, they could not afford to slip in recruiting. They've got to get a guy who's really good at recruiting, because they were starting to slip a little bit. Especially because Jimbo Fisher wouldn't fire his buddies on staff and kept them along and let him kind of let this thing go stale as he flirted with Texas A&M. You got to keep the talent coming into this program. It is so essential, and I think Taggart will do that. Now, a couple other things I like about Willie Taggart, and one of the reasons why I've been so high on him. When Willie Taggart went to USF, I was like, huh, that's an interesting hire, because you knew he'd recruit well because he does have a great personality and he absolutely connects with young people so well. However, he wanted to run the same pro-style offense they were running at Western Kentucky. Remember, he's a Harbaugh guy. Prior to Western Kentucky, he spent 3 years at Stanford, you know, very smash-mouth program. That worked at Western Kentucky. Unfortunately, when he got to USF, the big three programs in the state, Florida State, Florida, and Miami, were all running decidedly pro-style offenses, right? This is during the Muschamp era at Florida and during the Al Golden era at Miami and Jimbo Fisher, which is, you know, very clearly pro-style. So it was hard to get some of those pro-style players, because at best you were picking fourth of the litter if you're Taggart at USF, and not to mention all the schools that would come in and try to poach talent out of the state, especially the Power Five schools. And so at a certain point, Taggart realized, I can't really run what I want to run because I can't get the players to do that. So instead of trying to fit a square peg into a round hole, he showed, and he's going to do this other times in his career too, I'll tell you about it in a second, but he showed the ability to adapt. He wasn't running the pro-style offense anymore. They got in a shotgun. They said, we still want to be physical. We still want to run the football with power. We want to be a run-first offense. But we're going to have to do this using the personnel that we can get at South Florida. Not in South Florida, but at South Florida, as in USF. So all of a sudden, quarterback goes back. They're in a shotgun. They're in four wide. Florida State played this team last year down in USF, and Florida State scored a bunch on him, and that was a very talented Dalvin Cook offense that FSU had, obviously. And it's, you know, it's hard to play great defense, I guess, at USF, but Charlie Strong found that out this year. They're running the ball with the quarterback. They're running the ball with power. They're running the ball with people spread out. They're handing it to wide receivers. They're doing a lot of different things, and all of a sudden he started calling it the Gulf Coast offense, because why not? It's an adaptation. I was very encouraged by that. I said, huh, that's a guy who came down here with the philosophy And he just couldn't get the players to make that philosophy work. So instead of just banging his head against the wall, he did something different. The guy over in Coral Gables, Al Golden, could have learned something from that. Then he gets up to Oregon. Doesn't necessarily have exactly the guys he wants to run, but what does he have? He has a team that's extremely used to tempo. Extremely. And that's something that Oregon fans like. I think that's something Florida State fans would like to see here. So what does he do? Full throttle. I mean, just all the way up. Snap that off. They were sixth in the nation in pace this year at Oregon. And their starting quarterback missed five games. Think about that. How fast would they have been if he didn't? That's pretty crazy. So, Florida State's getting a tremendous recruiter, an offensive coach who is a run-first coach and who likes to take a lot of deep shots. There's not a whole lot of controlling. Like the passing game is not necessarily a ball-control passing game. It's a passing game that wants to hit big plays, and they take a lot of shot plays down the field. Some of the concepts are similar to what Fisher ran, but the way they're executed are a little bit different. That's hard for me to break down in a podcast, so I'm going to not go on, go down that line right now. We do not know what assistants will be coming with him at this point. I'm recording this at 5:02 in the afternoon on Tuesday afternoon. I think it's Tuesday. I told my wife last night, babe, it's been a long week, and she said, it's Monday. But for those of us who've been working this story for a while, and back to the Fisher thing, it's kind of just been all 1 week. So Willie Taggart, I think there's an absolute reason to be excited about that. I think there's a lot of good things about this. Like I said, the recruiting, the adaptation, bringing in some new concepts for the offense, new staff in town. The kids and players seem to really be excited about this and buy in. We'll have to see what he wants to do with the staff. We'll have to see who he can get. I anticipate that Florida State will give him a very big budget for assistance. And I don't think he's going to make as much as Jimbo Fisher did initially. Obviously, he doesn't have a national title ring. But it'll probably be a pretty incentive-laden contract. And I look forward to getting those numbers. We'll have those for you on the Nolcast and on TomahawkNation.com. We're running up almost close to 20 minutes here, and I'm going to save some of this for the full show. But get excited, folks, I think. I mean, guy who has just engineered two big-time turnarounds and was well on his way to bringing the best recruiting class in Oregon history is now coming to Florida State, a program where you can really get it. And I just mean get it. You know, if you're Dan Mullen today, you just did one of these. I hope that showed up. I got to look at my audio monitor real quick. Yeah, okay, definitely. You can't be real happy about that. Because Florida State now has, as far as head coach-wise, has the best recruiter in the state. And I don't think there's a whole lot of debate about that. Do they have the best coach in the state, coaching-wise? We'll see. Maybe so. He's certainly shown big-time turnarounds at two programs that were down in the dumps when he took them over. But getting those players, especially with this early signing day, is going to be really, really crucial. I think Taggart's going to do a good job of salvaging this class. And then work his way on trying to put together a monster class come with the 2019 recruiting cycle coming up next. If you've liked our coverage all week and really all season, hopefully, give us 5 stars on iTunes and give us a share. Our numbers are way up, and looking at the locations, it's not just Texas A&M and Oregon fans pulling us up, and unless a lot of y'all all of a sudden live in Houston or Portland. So I think we've gained some new listeners. Hope to continue. Hit mash that subscribe button. If you're on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, Podbean, I think we're going to get on Spotify soon. We're not there yet. I know somebody in the audience is going to help us with that. And we hope to join you again in probably 24 hours for the next edition of the Nolcast. But this has been your instant reaction to Florida State's new head coach, Willie Taggart.